No, I'm not saying you are. I know people that work there, and they're fine people.
I'm not saying you are. And many of the people that work there are local people. I mean, they live here even though they're working for a big out-of-state company.
But the key
still is it's out-of-state.
That's right. And they look at us, profit center, not as an area to serve.
Yeah.
Put that into your mind as you're moving forward. And what's so great about radio stations like this, Ballot Box Radio, is that you have an opportunity to hear what's going on and the real feelings of real people.
Mm-hmm.
And not some sort of consulted idea that appeals to the entire 7-county metro area.
Let's appeal to Midwest to buy WCCO back, please. You know what I mean?
That ain't going to happen.
Of course it's not. But, there never was a better company in the world. When I went to work for CCO AM, there were stories around there that the old engineers would tell me about people that had to go on a 2-year leave to be in the service and their job would be reserved.
Mm-hmm.
For when they came back with this company.
And people do not understand how wonderful it is that the Hubbards are in business here.
Hubbards are the last remaining bastion of local radio, and we talked about Stanley on the radio the other morning and how he did things like whatever he could cover. You know, I love the baby buggy story because they got the picture at the TV studio of the baby buggy. They were covering apparently a golf trip.
The U.S. Open.
And I had to put all the remote equipment, because it was really large in that day, in the baby buggy. So that's what they did. They put it in the baby buggy so they could roll around and cover the golf tournament.
And I worked for them. I no longer do. But I will go on and say this, that they literally care about what's going on in this community.
Mm-hmm.
And they do what's best in their eyes to serve the community. And that's very rare these days. And that's why something like Ballot Box Radio is so wonderful, because Ballot Box Radio can go out and tell the stories of what's going on in these small neighborhoods and get...
Thanks for listening to Ballot Box Radio 95.7 FM. This is Linus, and that has been the Swingin' Big Band Show. We have some other people here in the glamorous studios of Ballot Box Radio. We have Janet Deluxe.
DJ Janet Deluxe, that's me.
And we have Matt.
Howdy.
So I'm going to be handing the controls over to those two. And
thanks a lot, Linus.
Hey, no problem. They've got... the eclectic mix coming up, so be prepared for that. And you know what? We've got a really special feature coming up in a little bit. Robert McChesney, author of Corporate Media and the Threat to Democracy, is a professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and he's going to do an interview with us in a little bit here. So hang on, be listening for that. It's guaranteed to be interesting. He's a very eloquent, intelligent man, and does a lot of commentary and criticism of media and informing people about what's really going on out there. And if you visit our website at radparker.com/box, there's links to all kinds of stuff. Get informed, make good decisions that you feel comfortable with, take pride in your community. This is your city, this is your town, these are your airwaves, and you should have access to them. Anyway, I'll stop rambling and I'll tell you what those last songs were. We had Crazy Rhythm from Fred Elized. I don't know how to pronounce that. And his music. Before that was Benny Goodman on the Sunny Side of the Street. Bob Crosby and his orchestra. And that's off a LP from 1946. Bob Crosby and his orchestra. It's self-titled EP on vinyl. It's very, very good. I am very impressed with that. And hence the reason I played all those tracks off there. That was Tomfoolery. Before that was Don't Get Around Much Anymore by Duke Ellington. And we started that off with the Buddy Rich Big Band with Straight No Chaser. I'm out of here. Actually, I'm not out of here. I'm going to be hanging around for a little bit. Clean up my mess and all that stuff. So I'm going to hand it off to Matt and Janet Deluxe. And they'll be back right after this message.
Queen Latifah.
Some of you out there think there's no point in voting. Nothing ever changes. It's a waste of time. I have no doubt in my ability to cause change. Don't you know that's what they want you to think? It takes positive people to fight the negative people and stop being so passive. Let's really give them something to be scared of. Vote. I'm not afraid of anything. let alone voting.
Get on the box. Ballot Box Radio, 95.7 FM, Minneapolis.
Hi, this is Scott Hammond with KYK CNN Radio up in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Just wanted to pass on a word about Charlie and the gang at Micropower Radio, who were absolutely incredible in their response, immediate response to our needs for assistance in setting up equipment, and great assistance for our crew during the flood of 1997 up here in the Red River Valley of the North. Our radio station became the only source available for information to flood victims, and without Charlie and the crew from Micropower Radio and at their quick response and the equipment set up and the expertise and the production knowledge that was here for us were just absolutely essential in being that source of information to so many people through a very difficult time in the Red River Valley. So just wanted to let everyone know what a great job Micropower Radio did in helping us serve people in a very definite time of need here in the Red River Valley.
You're listening to Ballot Box Radio, 95.7 FM, Minneapolis.
I've wined and dined on mulligan stew and never wished for turkey at
tuna.
Listening to Ballot Box Radio. It's 95.7 FM. DJ Jan Deluxe hanging out with you and my favorite cohort,
Matt.
You just heard Frank Sinatra, Luck Be a Lady, back there, Ella Fitzgerald, with one of my favorite songs, The Lady is a Tramp. I think you can see a theme forming here. I just need to make one comment quickly about the DJ Jan Deluxe name. Of course, I didn't think of that myself. They almost sound like a super value meal of some sort. I'll have super-sized fries with that. Actually, if I was a value meal, what would I be?
What would you be?
Yes, what do you think I'd be, Matt?
You'd be chicken strips.
Maybe I'd be large fries.
No, chicken strips.
Just chicken strips. Anyway, like Linus was telling you, we do have a bunch of different exciting types of music to play for you this morning. Coming up, a little Queen. Maybe Matt can tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, it's just a song by Queen that I thought would merge well with the song you just listened to.
Anyway, give us a call on our comment line. It's 439-2484 if you like what you're hearing. You're listening to Ballot Box Radio on 95.7 FM.
He knows what he's after. The man at the window.
A box with many sides. You're on the box. Ballot Box Radio, 95.7 FM, Minneapolis.
Listening to Ballot Box Radio. It's 95.7 FM.
What we just heard was I Feel You by Depeche Mode and the song Sleeping Satellite by Tasman Archer. We started off that set with Good Company by Queen.
Thanks a lot for joining us on this Sunday afternoon. It is 12:23 p.m. Sunday is one of my most favorite days. Matt, how do you usually spend your Sunday afternoons?
Sleeping.
I enjoy listening to the radio, of course, reading the newspaper, and generally hanging out. It's a beautiful day today. When I woke up, it was snowing. The first official snow of the season, I'm very excited to say. Anyway, we're going to jump right back into the music now with a little Tori Amos. You're listening to 95.7 FM, Ballot Box Radio.